The Airdrie Raiders midget boys football team came a few touchdowns short of winning the 2022 Calgary Spring Football Association, CSFA, Division I championship game on May 25. On a windy Friday evening at Shouldas Athletic Park, Airdrie was kept out of the end zone, falling 14-5 to the unbeaten Calgary Cowboys. "I thought we played really well, we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot," said Raiders head coach Steve Kemp after the game. "Every time we'd get momentum, we'd get a penalty and that would back us up. It makes it hard when you're first and 20 too many times. I'm really proud of our guys, of our defense. Our offense moved the ball. I think statistically, we led in almost every category." The Raiders took to the field without their star running back Paul Condon, who was in Ottawa the same day to participate in the CanadaFootballChat.com, CFC, prospects game. Without the George McDougall Mustang player available to take handoffs from quarterback Ben Clausen, the Raiders had to adapt their offensive strategy. And considering the windy conditions on May 25, it made for a difficult situation. "The offense stepped up to the challenge while missing a key part of our offense," Kemp said. "It definitely didn't help, the wind. But we were able to push through. We had some quick passes and short throws to supplement our run game, but we just couldn't break through and score a touchdown." The Cowboys, who went into the title tilt with an unbeaten 7-0 record, compared to the second-seeded Raiders' 5-1 record, took a 7-5 lead in the first half. The hashtag Airdrie Raiders midget boys team is in the CSFA Division I final tonight, but they trail the Calgary Cowboys 14-5 early in the third after this TD. pick.twitter.com/ZTQJedZan, Scott Strasser, at ScottStrasser19, May 28, 2022. The Calgarians doubled their lead to end their first drive of the third quarter, punching the ball into the end zone on a first and goal and then converting the one-point kick to make it 14-5. It took Airdrie's offense some time to find their feet in the third quarter. Playing against the top defense in the CSFA, the Raiders were unable to advance into the resolute Cowboys' red zone until the final 30 seconds. On their last drive of the quarter, Airdrie missed a 30-yard field goal, the ball hung in the wind just short of the uprights, and the Cowboys were able to regain possession. The Raiders end a positive offensive drive with a missed field goal attempt from 30 yards. Still 14-5 in the final 30 seconds of the third quarter. Hashtag airdriepick.twitter.com/ZDMVZimp, Scott Strasser, at ScottStrasser19, May 28, 2022. With the title on the line, Airdrie piled on the pressure in the fourth quarter, at one point blocking a punt and regaining possession within 25 yards of the Cowboys' end zone. But a few penalties against the Raiders prevented the Airdronians from scoring. Final 2 minutes and a must-score drive for the Raiders. They're up to the center line. pick.twitter.com/oot7lay3raw, Scott Strasser, at ScottStrasser19, May 28, 2022. "We came out swinging, but, there was, an unlucky play and from there, they definitely got momentum," said Wesley Bromley, a 16-year-old linebacker for the Raiders. "Towards the end of the game, I think we got momentum back with that blocked punt, but their defense was amazing. It's a tough loss. I think they definitely came to play. So did we, but in the end, that's a very talented football team." Kemp said a smaller number of Raiders players are aging out of the midget, U17, division than usual this spring, which means the team should have a solid foundation in place for the 2023 season. "We have a pretty small graduating class compared to years past, so the future looks bright for us," he said. "We have a few moving on. Our defense will probably take a bigger hit than our offense, but we have lots of young guys moving up from Bantam to fill those roles." The 2022 campaign ended with the Raiders competing in a CSFA Division I championship game for the first time in 7 years. After claiming the Division II championship in 2019, Kemp said the program is clearly on the upswing, something he credits to Airdrie minor football as a whole. "I'd like to stand here and take credit for it, but it's everyone in Airdrie football," he said. "It's the Atom, the Peewee, the Flag, the Bantam, the high schools. Football is growing in Airdrie and they're all doing a good job coaching and developing athletes, and making kids fall in love with the game. I think that's the biggest thing why we're on an upswing. Everyone is working together, and the egos are not there anymore. Everyone is working together.